This is the Daily Crime Cast, episode number 38.
Most of the prostitutes around Rochester, New York's notorious red light district knew him only as Mitch, a shy, frustrated, middle-aged John who picked up street hookers in a futile attempt to increase his sexual performance. These women were the lucky ones. They were alive. But this quiet, overweight, prepared food laborer was in reality Arthur Shawcross, the serial killer who terrorized the city of Rochester for nearly 2 years with the most savage spree of sex-related murders in New York State history. In 1972, he was convicted of raping, then burying 8-year-old Karen Ann Hill alive until she suffocated to death. After serving 15 of his 25-year sentence, he was granted parole, in spite of his own parole officer's warnings that he would kill again. Forced to move from town to town because of his reputation, he finally settled near Rochester with his wife, Rose. He got a night job in a salad factory and made sure he kept his appointments with his parole officer and therapist regularly. But in 1988, little more than a year after his release, the killing began. Trolling the streets for drive-by whores, Shawcross would lure them into his car for sex, drive them to a remote area where he'd strangle them with his bare hands, then dump the bodies. His twisted bloodlust claimed 11 known female victims, some of whom were found horribly mutilated, their sex organs cut out and consumed raw by Shawcross himself. Finally, after a 2-year manhunt, the police captured Shawcross calmly eating lunch on a bridge as the corpse of one of his victims floated in ice beneath him. Confessing to his grisly crimes, he was convicted on all 11 counts of murder and sentenced to 250 consecutive years in prison without parole. What you are about to hear is the actual voice of Arthur Shawcross confessing to the horrific murders of June Stotts, Patty Ives, and Elizabeth Gibson. Excerpted from authentic videotaped statements included as part of the public record evidence used to convict him, these chillingly calm and unusually detailed accounts of sex, murder, mutilation, and cannibalism reveal the cold, emotionless mind of Arthur Shawcross, one of the worst serial killers on record.
I think it was July 88. I walked up Lake Avenue back toward the city. And I get up there by the Princess Restaurant. And, you know, girls see me. She recognized me before. I've seen her before. And she says, "You on a date?" I says, "All I got is $20. She says, "Well, I'm not doing nothing for us today." I said, "All right." So she said, "We went across behind the YMCA over there and went back down to the Driving Park Ridge." And, you know, she says, "Go down this way." And there was an area where there's some construction. The field was all mowed, right? Then was an area with tall grass, you know, maybe 4 or 5 feet high. You know, overlooking the river itself, you know. And she says, "How about here?" I said, "All right." And it was hot out. And she had the dress she had on, a yellow print dress. She just took it off, nothing on. Then we started having sex itself, intercourse. And, you know, some kids showed up. You know, there's 4 or 5 kids coming down that trail that we came down. And they were going down to the riverbank itself. And she says, "Who's all that noise?" I said, "Don't move." She says, "Kids maybe 20 feet from us. Don't say nothing." You know, and she gets up on her knees, right? And she sees the kids. And she said, you know, she wanted to get up, get her clothes on, get out of there. And I said, I just pulled her back down. She says, just kept telling me, "Let me up." And I just laid across her. I says, "You know, I can't explain it." I says, "We just can't have these kids see what we're doing." You know, and she said, "You don't let me up, I'm going to scream." You know, and at that moment, the same thing happened to me, happened with the first one. I started sweating, you know, water just rolling right out of me. And I panicked, and I just grabbed her by the throat. You know, I just held on, squeezed her until she quit. And I rolled her off. It was about maybe 4 foot from the edge of the cliff. And I rolled her over there behind a bush. And I got her dress, And I went down to the river itself and, you know, just washed myself off after I got my pants on. And I took her dress and put a rock in it and just threw it in the river.